Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good day. Hey, today we're talking about scared to get started. Is this a Ponzi scheme? Is this a scam? Is this a pyramid scheme? With no prior real estate experience, transformed into a lead investor on 77 doors, fixing to close on another deal, 13 passive deals, and real estate retired from oil and gas. I am your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today I'm with Ann Singh, and we're going to hear her story today. And so if you have ever thought about real estate, you've considered real estate, and you've thought, you know what, that stuff just scares me. I don't know anything about it. It's like this black box, and I don't know what's inside, and I don't know how to get in there. Today, you're going to hear a story that will really, I think, will inspire you. So, Ann, so glad you're with us today. I want you to take just a second and introduce us, the listeners, to who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, your education, family, those kinds of things.
Hi, David. My name is Anne, and I actually grew up in Taiwan and Singapore. I spent 11 years in Taiwan and 11 years in Singapore, then came over to U.S. For college. And I speak very fluent Mandarin, and my family, I'm still majority in Taiwan.
How do you say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle in Mandarin?
这无关金钱，是生活品质的提升。
That's very good. I've got it. I'll be able to say that all day long. Not really. And so how many children do you have?
I have one little girl, a five-year-old.
One little girl, 5 years old. That is fantastic. Yeah. Now, you worked in oil and gas. And where'd you go to college?
Texas State.
Okay. In San Marcos, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I put in the sprinkler system for the president's house there when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah. I was working college, summer college job. Now, so you're working in oil and gas. What was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Did you think retirement was ever going to happen? Had you really thought that far ahead? What was your plan before real estate?
Before real estate, my aim game is to save as much as I can. Being an Asian, we love saving. So we are really Dave Ramsey people. I maxed out on all 401k from both my husband and I. We put in everything that everybody can think of, IRAs. And we also save a whole bunch of put into our stock options and put into stock markets. Like, we try to save as much as we can.
Right.
And
good.
Really, the end game is hoping that we save up enough where we can retire and still live off what we save.
Right, right. Okay, good job. I mean, that's what everybody's taught. That's the path that we take. Now, folks, you who are listening, we have people who join all the time. They jump right in and they get going, but there's no guarantee. You are responsible for your financial position. It's not the job of your employer or the government or your mommy or your daddy. It is up to you to be proactive and make things happen. So maybe you're a slow adopter. And the reason I'm talking to Ann today is she was a slow adopter. She was a true blue skeptic, and now she's blowing the doors off with her success. So tell us what triggered you to begin investigating lifestyles. You had a friend that you worked with, and tell us about that.
I have a friend. His name is Zach, and my previous company that I worked with is called Schlumberger. And we started in Schlumberger together. We were in the first training school together. And I know, being in the same level engineer, I know exactly how much Zach was making. And in 2015, Zach joined Lifestyle Unlimited, and he posted on his Facebook that he's selling his house, which was his wife's dream house. And he's cashing out his stock and taking out his 401k. And I was very, very concerned. I even told my husband that Zach got into some kind of Ponzi scheme and he's going to lose all his money. And I even messaged Zach on Facebook, and asked him about it. I was like, Zach, it's such a bad idea to cash out your 401k. You need to be conservative and max out your 401k, blah, blah, blah. All the Dave Ramsey stuff, you know?
Right.
And Zach just told me, go look up Lifestyle Unlimited. At that point, I just blew him off. I was like, he got into some kind of crazy scheme. So
he's
I ignored him.
He's in a cult or something like that.
Yes. In 2016, after 1 year, Zach posted. I follow him. So he posts he has purchased 10 single family rental houses. And at that point, I actually have one single family rental house.
Yeah, pause just a second. So why did you actually have even one rental house? How did you come upon that?
Basically, that was our first family house, and we moved from that to a bigger house, so we converted the first house into a rental house.
So you were talking about then Zach again. He has
yes.
10 single. By the way, folks who are listening, we have people do that kind of thing all the time. That is not an uncommon thing for folks to do, to just jump right in and start buying single family houses. But yes. Go ahead and pick yes. up where you just left off.
Yeah, but since I know exactly how much Zach is making from Schlumberger, and he's the only breadwinner in his family while both my husband and I work. Plus, Zach has 4 kids. I only have 1 kid. So I was very amazed at how fast he was able to grow his net worth and how fast he was able to gain the single family houses. So I messaged Zach again. I was like, okay, how do you do it? And Zach's answer is, go look up Lifestyle Unlimited. And for me, being the skeptic I was, I really ignore him again because I was so hang on to the Dave Ramsey teaching, just save and buy your houses and then the next one save and buy your next houses.
Right, right. Well, let's pause right there. Folks, you want to stay for the rest of this story because it is a great story. Anne, who bought a house during COVID, she had 100% equity capture and 11% cash flow. I just want to ask you, does your IRA do that? Hey, we're working on your financial position.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Ann Singh, and we are working on your financial freedom. And just to kind of recap, Ann had a friend at Schlumberger named Zach. Zach is actually a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I actually interviewed him sometime in the last 3 months. And 2015, she sees Zach has gotten into Lifestyles, and she thinks, okay, this is some kind of Ponzi scheme. He's going to lose all his money. He's cashing out his 401k, which is blasphemous. How can you do that? That's crazy. Then 2016, he's bought 10 single family homes because she's following him on Facebook. And she's like, oh my goodness, I'm amazed that he can do this. And all he says is go look up Lifestyles Unlimited. And so now we are, as Ann said, a stubborn believer in Dave Ramsey. She ignores it. And so 2017, take us from there, Ann.
So in 2017, we know of a realtor lady since 2010 that we did multiple transactions with, and she is absolutely the best realtor who we became our family friend. And I also kept in touch with her on Facebook. And I always knew that she has rented properties, but I always thought it's because she's in the real estate business.
Right.
But one day she posted on her Facebook, thanks to the teaching of Lifestyle Unlimited, I still have my 8 rental properties. That hit me. I was like, okay, that sounds really, really familiar. So I went back to my conversation with Zach again and realized it's the same thing that Zach was talking about. So I messaged Zach again. And this time, Zach was getting tired of me. And he was telling me, okay, and Lifestyle Unlimited office is literally down the street from you. I was working in the Irving office at that time. Just go check it out. So this time, having words from both Zach and my real estate friend, I decided to go check out Lifestyle Unlimited, third time the charm. And so I went to the free workshop on Thursday night and then decided to sign up for the two-day class. And after the two-day class, David Fisher totally blew my mind. And I signed up for the PIC membership that weekend and never looked back after that.
The free workshop that Ann is talking about, that's our introductory workshop. I am one of the presenters for that free workshop. We actually, you can go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. And if you don't want to yet, by the time we get done with the conversation with Ann, you're going to want to. Lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. The next one that I'm doing is March 22nd at 9:30 Central Time. So you can actually see what I look like, not just hear me on the radio. But if that doesn't work for you, sign up for one of the other days because all my teammates, they do a great job presenting that workshop. So she went to that. Then she signed up for that two-day financial freedom seminar, and that is how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage single-family properties, multifamily properties. I mean, it is everything A to Z, and we spent a lot of time in that, like David Fisher is the one that did the one that Ann went to, a lot of time just helping you to change your mindset from that middle-class mindset that says, oh, I'm just going to save money, and then when I retire, I will live off of that money and hope that I die before I run out. No, we don't want you to do that. We want you to live off that money's productivity, and you're going to do that through real estate. And I'll show you in that free workshop how we make money in 5 different ways, and with multifamily, actually, in 6 different ways. And you're in there, David Fisher's talking, and I know a lot of what he says, and you actually said something unusual. This usually happens when people go to church, maybe, and they have an emotional sermon, but actually you cried during the two-day seminar. Tell our listeners why.
In the two-day class, David was going through how average people's life is that they go to work for 8 hours a day, they get only weekend off, and they are saving up for 401k and waiting for their retirement and hoping that their money can last them long enough till before they die. And he used the word living an empty life of quiet desperation. And that hit me really hard because at that point of time, I was a mother of a 1-year-old and my husband was working away from home. And for the first 10 weeks of my child's life, he was only home for 2 weeks. And I was very, very sad about that because he can only be in her life 20% of the time.
And yeah, that's devastating.
And we have no family in Dallas. So to me, that was very hard. And also, it is very sad. And I cannot figure a way out. And having David explaining that to me and watching him going over numbers of how to do single family, how to do multifamily, it's like seeing a ray of hope for us. And that's to get out of this hopeless rat race. And to me, that's something that totally blew my mind. So even though I was very scared, I was totally scared of this being a scam, but I need to take this chance.
Yeah, pause right there for a second. I want to recap for folks because that is so powerful. It made me get emotional hearing you talk about that, Ann. So 3 years, 4 conversations with Zach, because I know there are people that are listening. They're in that same boat. They're right where you were. And maybe they might have even been, I talk to people all the time. They've listened to the show for a while and they've never taken the step of just going to a free workshop. So you got 3 years, 4 conversations with Zach, evidence, and then the evidence actually from the best realtor you've ever met And finally you join, and of course, because you've got that ray of hope. It's like, maybe this will work. So you, what did you do in 2017?
After I joined Lifestyle Unlimited, I didn't tell anybody about it. I was thinking, okay, it would be embarrassing enough to get scammed, let alone publicizing it. So I'm just going to be quiet about it. So in 2017, I invested in one passive deal. I actually joined August 6th of 2017. And for the whole 2017, I joined one passive deal and I watched it for a whole year.
What that means is there was a lead investor who found an apartment complex, apartment community. And so they were the lead investor, runs the deal and raises money from other Lifestyles Unlimited members. They don't work for, nobody works for Lifestyles. They are, or none of these people do. But that lead investor is going to run the deal. He gets a small override. And then the investors are truly passive. They don't do anything. They don't even have to go to the property. And that's exactly what Ann did. She put some money into that pool to take down this apartment community. And so then you watched it for an entire year.
Yes, just want to make sure that this is the real deal, because at the back of my mind is, okay, if this is not real, at least I'm only losing money, small amount of money for this period of time. And so I watched it for a whole year until I got my first distribution in July 2018.
Hold right there, folks. We're hearing from Ann. She went from major skeptic to a lead investor of 77 doors, soon to be over 200 doors. Hey, we are working on your financial freedom. Stay with us to hear the rest of the story.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I do want to make this point to everybody out there. All right. This poor lady signed up for one of these stupid stock trading courses. Do you understand that trading stocks on a daily basis like this is really nothing but gambling? You might as well sign up for how to cut cards or how to play cards, because it's just insane. You're going to lose. The odds are against you. It isn't going to work. And you know what? I want to add this to it. And so is every other real estate course out there that has to do with flipping and wholesaling and working your butt off and busting your butt and taking advantage of people and selling stuff too high and buying it too low and ripping people off. Guys, we're not doing any of that. We're buying assets that make us passive streams of income.
More of the Lifestyles Investor Show is coming up.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, I'm your host, David Brzezicka. You're listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember, we want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And we're going to hear evidence of that from Ann Sings Life, who is with us today. As I said a couple times, she began as a major skeptic. Now we are 4 years in to her first hearing about Lifestyles. 3 years, four conversations with Zach, evidence from the best realtor she ever met. And then finally she joined, and then she went into her first passive deal. Didn't tell anybody, kept it a secret, because if you get scammed, you don't want other people to know about it. You want to keep your own secret. And I'm curious, Ann, did you tell your husband that you did this?
I told my husband. He's the only other person, but we decided not to tell anyone else.
Okay. I was going to make, did you make it, swear him to secrecy? Make him promise not to tell anybody? So you did it. You watch it for a whole year. Then you got your first distribution in July 2018. 70% return on that deal. I don't think your stock portfolio is doing that. I don't think your IRA, your 401k is doing that. And then you did something unimaginable.
Yes.
What did you do?
So when we realized this is the real deal, it really has the power to get us out of the rat race. So we liquidated our stocks. We get out of our 401k. We did exactly what I told Zach not to do.
Why did you do that?
Because we want to be able to invest more deals.
More deals, yeah. And so, yes. And you, do you have any stocks now?
No, I have no stocks at all.
I'm just curious, when you were investing in the stock market for all those years in your 401k and your IRA, did you think the stock market was gambling?
Definitely.
But you kept doing it. So why would you keep doing that if you think it's gambling?
Because I don't have other better alternatives. I don't know of any other better alternatives to put my money and save it.
So folks, you are listening. We always ask this in the Financial Freedom Seminar. David Fisher will say, how many of you believe the stock market is gambling? And everybody will raise their hand. He says, how many of you still invest in the stock market? And everybody raises their hand because they're in the same place that Ann is. If you have no other alternatives, that you just have to take the best risky alternative you can take. Because if you're in a CD right now, you're getting less than 1%. You're losing money because inflation's 7%. The producer price index, I think, is at 9%. So you're losing money right now. And so anything you can do, there are a lot of things you can do that will be better than being in a CD or the stock market. And that's what Ann discovered. Tell us the next step there. So you got into more passive deals. And what happened with Zach?
Following years, in 2019, March, Zach called me and told me that he has put in his two-week notice and he has actually made enough passive income to cover for his salary.
Right.
And that was very impactful to me. And then in April that same year, 2019, my company, my previous company that claimed to never do any layoff, announced that they will be starting a round of layoff. And I work for oil and gas company.
Right.
And laying off is quite normal in oil and gas company.
Sure.
And I make it through the layoff, but one of my coworkers who I look up to a lot was laid off. And he has four kids, with the oldest one being a sophomore in college. And before he left the company, he told me that I cannot afford to have no job. It was really hard for me to take it because both my husband and I work in the oil and gas industry, and we are heavily dependent on this industry. And I really don't want to see myself in his shoes down 10 years down the road. That evening, I came home and I talked to my husband, and I told him that really one of us need to make the jump out of the industry. We need to jump into something that we can control, that is totally ours, that nobody can lay us off. That same month, I approached the Lifestyle Unlimited mentor and did the training. I worked with the Lifestyle Unlimited broker and started looking for property. And we went under contract for 16 units in Fort Worth, Texas in September.
Was this an IRO or was this a lead? Were you being a lead?
It's a small syndication.
So, folks, yes. What we're talking about right here is Ann took the training. We have lead investor training, lead certification, where she took the training to be able to be a lead investor, which means she can raise money from other Lifestyles members and then go out and buy a property. And she gets paid, like I said before, a small override for doing that. The other members, all they do is put the money up. They're not on the note. They don't have to do any of the work. They don't even have to go to the property. And I want you to think about how amazing that is, because we're talking about somebody here in Ann who thought this was a scam at the very beginning and thought that for about 3 years, and then tentatively put in money in one passive deal. And now she's actually going out and buying apartment community experience at all. Her only real estate experience was a house they lived in that they turned into a rental. And she went from that to actually being a lead investor and closing on that in November 15, 2019. Tell us how that went for you. What was your experience with that first property?
The education was wonderful, and the support from the mentor was just phenomenal. I can tell you that we rent the properties through COVID 2000, because we closed November 15, 2019, and COVID hit March 2020. So we actually rent the property all through COVID. And the experience actually was wonderful. And there was actually an incident that happened on the property in September of 2020. We actually have a set of staircase that fall off, and one of the residents was hurt. And it was the weirdest thing, because a month before that incident, we just have that staircase inspected, and nothing, there was no issue at all.
So, folks, as you're listening, I want you to think about this, because this is the big fear that people have. What if something devastating happens on my property? What if something catastrophic happens on my property? What do I do? Then I'm all alone. I have nobody to call. I have nothing. And, of course, that's what happens with a lot of, you see, people that are slumlords. It's because they don't know how to fix the problem. They don't have the capital to fix the problem. And so they just, the only time they come around is when they need to collect rent. And so you have this thing, the staircase falls off. I can't imagine that.
And I have the fire marshal on site. I have the city on site. I have police officer and ambulance. Everybody's on site. And I was freaking out, to be honest. I have no experience in that. And the first person that I call is Lifestyle Mentor, who answered my phone at 9 p.m. at night. And he was absolutely the best mentor ever. He calmed me down immediately and told me, it's okay, and we know how to deal with this problem. And then he told me, sit down, grab a piece of pen and paper, and he literally walked me through line by line. Step number one, you need to call this person. Step number two, you need to go visit your tenant that got hurt. Step number three, you need to go take statements. And step number four, make sure you get everybody's phone number. And then, so he filled out one page of step-by-step what I need to do day one, and then flip the page. Day two, tomorrow, these are the things you need to do. He walked me through it. Day three, these are the things that you need to do. He literally planned out 5 days, the whole week, what I need to do following the incident.
Hey, I want you to hold right there. We're going to hear a little bit more about that and the success that Ann has had. Major skeptic to lead investor in just a couple of years. Hey, we are working on your financial freedom.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
There's no training ground for being a billionaire, right? So I finally had a friend one day that told me he knew a billionaire. And I said, could you hook me up with a consultation with the guy? And so the guy flew all the way in from California to Houston in his Learjet to have breakfast with me. But when he sat down, he was just the nicest guy in the whole world. And I said, look, I'm trying to figure out how to become a billionaire. And the guy goes, well, let me ask you this. What can you start with? What amount of money can you put up right now for us to go invest? I'm good for $10 million. Let's make this thing happen. He said, Del, there's 1,000 million in a billion. You have 10. You only need 990 more. Said, you're never going to make it. Einstein said it best when he said, you can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. Your very concept of how you think you're doing so well making money because you're a millionaire means nothing to someone who is a billionaire.
Stay with us through the break.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, this is David Ruzicka. I am your host. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we have been talking to Ann Singh, who is a lead investor as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, which means she other members trust her with their money. And then she goes out and finds an apartment complex and or finds it, and then they invest with her. And she runs the deal and makes money for our members in six different ways. And I'll tell you how to do that if you go to the free workshop. Just go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and get signed up for that. And we were talking before, okay, she had a disaster happen. If you were here listening before the break, a staircase fell at one of her apartment communities. A resident was hurt in the fall. It was inspected just a week or two before. Everything was secure. Everything was good. She's got the fire marshal on site. She's got the police officer on site. She has the city on site. She has an ambulance on site. She calls her mentor. One of the powerful things about Lifestyles Unlimited is that idea of having somebody that you can talk to who has a tremendous amount of experience. And I actually know who she's talked to. She talked to Alex Clark, which is one of our mentors out of the Dallas area. Alex is tremendous. He's actually going to be on the radio show March 26th. If you want to put that on your calendar, you can listen. Has a ton of properties, and he has helped a lot of people, a lot of members become millionaires by mentoring them. No guarantee of that, but he has helped a lot of people do that. You do the work, you can find financial freedom through Lifestyles Unlimited. So, and you called him, and he actually planned out your week for you. How did that all turn out?
We were able to take care of the resident, take care of the staircase, and Alex even called. We were having problems finding contractors who were able to come and repair the staircase with such short notice. And Alex actually called his contractors for me and found me the contractor who were able to come and repair the staircase by next day.
Oh, because the city said until you fix the staircase, it's unlivable, correct?
Yes.
You're like losing money in the next day because nobody can, and he got it fixed for you the very next day.
Yes.
What would that be like, Anne, if you were doing that on your own? You decided just to go, you read about this, you read books, whatever, watch YouTube videos, and you go out and buy an apartment complex. How would you have handled that?
I would probably stay at home and cry, to be honest. I would be totally lost.
That's exactly where I would be. I think I'd go lay. I might not stay at home. I'd go and lay in a field in a fetal position and cry. So you got that all fixed up. Now, also, you went through COVID, and so I'm sure you had some residents, because people always ask this, you had residents probably who were struggling to make their payments. Now, you're a landlord. Landlords are horrible people. You want to just kick those people out because they're deadbeats. They're telling you stories. You don't believe them. Is that how you approach that?
Of course not. No, not at all. My residents are wonderful residents. They are very hardworking people who try very hard, and we try our best to work with them. So one of the great things about Lifestyle is that the community pool is very, very strong. And all the leads, we actually have a once-a-month meeting that we get up together. We share resources. We share information. And during the COVID period, we meet once a month or so, and we will exchange information on where we get resources to help our residents. And I was able to transfer those information back to my residents who are struggling. And we were able to get all the residents' assistance during the period. And I have no eviction during that period. I actually have no resident that were behind on rent. Everybody was caught up.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible, because I mean, no evictions. Well, if they say they have COVID or impacted by COVID, you can't evict them. But you had no residents that were unable to pay. And that's the power of that. Alex calls it a mastermind group that you guys have there, where if you have a problem, there's got to be somebody in that group that has experience with that problem and can tell you how to fix that deal. And again, I want to reiterate what I said earlier. This is sometimes where you have find slumlords, because they don't know how to fix a problem. They run out of capital. They don't know how to work things out. And so they just avoid the property altogether. They don't take calls. You want to get things fixed. Those are the kind of properties that we like to buy from other people. And we fix them up and we make them nice homes for families. So are you still working in oil and gas?
No, sir. After I make it through COVID, I feel very, very confident about real estate. And at this point, I decided that I wanted to quit my job. And I really believe that God was listening to my prayers. And so in August of 2020, my company decided to do a second round of layoff. And they are providing volunteers with very generous severance package. So I immediately volunteer for it and officially quit Oilfield October 2020.
That's amazing. That'd be, what did that feel like? How many years had you worked at that point?
15 years.
15 years.
It was liberating.
Tremendous. Yeah, that makes me. I'm just sitting here smiling for you. That's just wonderful. And so then in November, you're out looking for property number two. What? Tell us about that.
So after I know that I got the package, I immediately start looking for my next property. Went under contract in November on my second 77-unit property in November 2020 and closed on the property February 2021. And operate the property and stabilize it. And then I have went on and looked for my third property this year and fixing to close on it end of the month.
And so then you'll be over 200 units. 200 doors. When I say 200 doors, sometimes people don't really get that. You're basically responsible for 200 homes, places that people live. We say doors in the industry, but those are people's homes that you're responsible for. And I just want to go back to 2015, and Zach, your coworker, is getting involved in a Ponzi scheme, and you think this is something he needs to run from, and he's cashing in his 401k because he's part of a cult, and now you are just a very successful major operator who has retired yourself from corporate America. And so how has your lifestyle changed for you and your husband now?
Now it is wonderful. I actually just moved to Houston because now I don't have to stay in Dallas where I have no family. So we decided, hey, since I was able to work anywhere now, I'm going to move closer to my family. And I have family in Houston. So we actually just closed on our house in Houston about 2 weeks ago, and we are in the middle of moving in. And my husband was very eager for me to purchase my next property so I can retire him too.
That's great. That is great. You have an idea? You have a time frame for him being retired as well?
I would say in about a year.
About it. Oh my goodness. That is quick. That is awesome. Yes. That's incredible. And so just such a great story. I just love the way you went from being, you're the most skeptical person and slowest starting that I've talked to, which is so powerful because I know there are people that out there that are listening. I mean, we listen to Lifestyles Unlimited radio show to Del Walmsley on the radio for a number of years before we actually came to a free workshop and actually joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I remember Del saying, wow, you took way too long, and kind of beating us up as we were signing up. And it was kind of a humorous thing. But I'm so excited for you and where you guys have gotten to. Now, we have something coming up next week that you've taken advantage of every year, and that's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. It's here in Houston, Texas. It's March 16th to 19th. It's going to be 4,000 to 5,000 people. There will be breakout sessions on if there's a subject that you'd like to learn more about, there's chance of single family and multifamily investing. There's probably a breakout session that will speak to that. And tell the audience a little bit what you like about going to Expo each year.
No, going to the Expo each year is like drinking from fire hose. You get so much information, and there is so much in the so many industry experts there that you can gain knowledge from, and you also get to connect with other investors to learn about their experience and learn about the market, and you also get to connect with other lead investors who will teach you. It's just a great connecting session nothing that's compared to it.
That is so great. Folks, I want you to go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. You can get a free ticket with my name, David, all caps, David. You can get that. Now, I want to encourage you. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. You just heard from Ann, who went from a true skeptic. She is real estate retired and looking to retire her husband in a year. What is stopping you from getting started?
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
Wanting to be a self-help guru, you have to learn to balance your own desires. Very early on in wanting to help people, I found that people just wouldn't listen. And I make people write in the back of their book whenever I give a seminar. Open up the back book, write this in the back of the book. It says, I will not do what Del said to do. And then I said, whenever you fail, we'll go to the back of the book and we'll start there with that statement. I told you I wouldn't do what you told me to do. And then we'd go back and find in the book what you didn't do. Inevitably, it's always the same thing. They don't do what I tell them to do. If they would have done what I told them to do, they would have been successful. But for some odd reason, people have it in their mind they have to reinvent the wheel. I would suggest that some people just do it because they're arrogant, but I'm going to suggest to you there's another group of people out there that are basically failures by personality trait. In other words, their personality leads them to do the same thing wrong over and over and over again, and they really just can't get out of it.
Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.